Hey guys, this is Jota. Thank you for checking out the Bomb Pod. It really means the most to me. Trying to get this off the ground has been some hard work, but thank you for listening and thank you for helping me try to get it done. I really, really appreciate you. Now, if you want to contribute to us, very simple. On anchor.com, you're allowed to contribute to us. Give us some kudos. Give us some bling bling, if you know what I mean. Finally, we've made it to mostly every podcast distributor. So Spotify counts. Apple Podcasts, you name it, Google Podcasts, we're there. So big shout out to everybody and all the support. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's listened, every guest that I've had. And if you want to be a guest on our show, of course you can. Just hit me up and we can work it out. We can chop it out. At the end of the day, the Bomb Pod wants to know what you're about and wants to know what's the best about you. So without further ado, let's get kicking to my next guest. You guys already know what to do. The Bomb Pod, baby, hosted by Jota. Let's go, boys. GG, boys. Let's go. All right, so we are rolling. What's up, people? Brand new episode of the Bomb Pod here with my special guest. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's joined me before and all you new ones joining me now. We're on every platform, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, our host. Thank you so much for being so helpful, for getting us to this point. And without further delay, let me talk to you about my guest. Let him introduce himself first.
You. It's that boy Weirdo. You know what the fuck going on.
It's the squad.
Weird Money. Squad is Skunk A Gang.
It's a squad here. Weirdo's here. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for making the pilgrimage out west. I know it's a little bit far.
It's a bit far.
We're working on an East Coast studio.
When I get away from home, you know.
We're working on an East Coast studio. If anyone listens to this, you can hashtag where's the East Coast Studio Q. That is, again, hashtag where is the East Coast Studio Q. So
where's Q? Where's Q?
Exactly. I've been wanting to talk to you for the longest time for just giving me the responsibility to be a good friend after you showed up to my birthday.
Oh, nice.
And just bestowed a gift upon me. A handmade gift. And I don't know about how other people feel about those things, but if you do that for me, you go up the list. We scale up from acquaintance to, all right, this is someone to continue, right? Someone to contend with. And I want to thank you so much for that.
Gotcha.
Because it felt really heartwarming. Even though my friend made me pass out on tequila and I couldn't enjoy that time with you guys. it was one of my, if you ask, I told my girlfriend, it was my favorite gift. Because there's something so cool about when you're like us, when we're just so obsessed with like the details of clothes and stuff like that. When someone just gives you something a la carte to your taste and you know it's going to smash, like, mad respect for you. Gotcha. And also mad respect to Andrew for even introducing me to having even this possibility today.
Word.
Right? My bad to wax off and wax on, but I don't get to see you enough. Word. I just needed to make sure that the energy was positive.
Yeah. I gave you that because like, I was like, I never see him in a fucking flannel.
Damn.
That was one thing. I was like, yeah, maybe he could rock this. When I gave it to you, you were literally like, I don't know if I could wear this. And I was like, throw it on. And you just threw it on. You're like, yeah, this works.
I was like, I'm
you had
sure
the Versace shirt on.
Yeah.
So to take off the Versace to throw this on was like,
I did all right, that.
This is fresh.
I don't remember.
This is fresh.
I think even a little bit before that or after that, I forgot where I heard your I think you put a spot. I know you put a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. And this was the main one I listened to that you was a SoundCloud, like 5 or 6 songs. Blue cover.
All my projects are 6 on.
I hate you. Okay. Yeah. I know.
It's
on
my number. Winter in June? Is it Winter in June?
I think the first song is Mr. Freeze.
It's got Sweet Coming
on. Yeah, Winter in June. Winter in June.
Yeah. I was just like, oh man, someone else gets it. Because I never get to hit that. Like with the visual, with the audio, and how you dress, and like the music you dig. It's super hard for me to find a multi-leveled individual who I can hit with, like, yo, you like this Cannibal Corpse shirt? And also, have you heard this Chopped and Screwed? Like, that diversity in conversation for me is huge.
On the way over here, I was showing Vesper some new shit.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's fire.
I didn't know, like, how hard it was going to go.
Fire. That's all I got
until,
say.
Like, I, like, played it, and then he goes, oh, this is sounding good. And then my first lyric is, we going up like Icy Tower. And then he was just done. He was like, yo, Icy Tower. Because like, it's just one of those things that like, at this age, you're like, you don't think about these things, and when you bring it up again, it's just nostalgic and cool.
It was sort of like he—it's like you get me, like you made that lyric for me, middle school me in a computer lab. It feels like personal. It feels like this is mine. It's like he just hit me with it first line. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what it feels like to, I guess, to like be so locked in with like the community that we have, where like all these references are free reign. You know how I love that shit? Like the metal shit, the 90s shit, the wrestling shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the art. I think, I forgot where we were that I asked you, like, what was your favorite like collection ever? And you immediately told me, I think it was like Dolce & Gabbana 2001 and 2?
2002, yeah, with the bondage and shit.
And I was just like, how? The fact that that's in your mental bank needs, I need to be more around you and less with whoever else I'm being around.
Word.
Like, when you were young, how was like the, like, yeah, I think we're both Colombian boys, both Latin parents.
Yeet.
Like, you know, the upbringing of being different is weird. Yeah, like, they don't look at you the same. I don't get looked like the same. How did you fight that? Like, what were you listening to back in the good days, the formative years?
My dad put me onto a lot of music early. He put me onto like, all right, no, this is a good story. First time I seen anybody dance was just like Michael Jackson. So literally it's like, all right, that's how people dance. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I go to a fucking party. I'm like 3 years old. I don't know anybody else who dances. Like, only person I know is Michael Jackson. He dances like this. Maybe like James Brown, but it's also the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
it's
the feet movement. It's about like being like, you know. So literally the party starts. I'm the only kid being a fucking Michael Jackson the whole time.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this kid's crazy. And I'm just grabbing my nuts and being Michael Jackson the entire time. So my parents always bring that up like, yo, this kid's crazy. Like,
you've been rock star before rock star shit. Like, I have like a similar whole thing where I'm just like, I didn't understand why every kid was so shy around me when I was younger. And it was the same thing, like, just music was huge. And I just remember, like, growing up and, like, not everybody being as hyped as me.
Yeah, me too, easy.
I would, like, go on, I remember, like, I would, like, have, like, blank tapes and just record radio, just record Power 96.
Hell yeah.
Just because all that stuff was the jam. I didn't know what I was listening to.
But, like, that'll do that for me, too. I remember this one, you know that, fuck, it's like that industrial time, like, when Manson first came out, mm-hmm. like, 95 maybe, and it's like this one song, and it's the Three Little Pigs, like, little pig, let me in, from the hairs of my Jenny. I think it's Green Jelly. It's Green Jelly or something like that.
Why did that sound super familiar?
But I love that song, and I remember just telling my dad, like, yo, I need that song, because I had my own little Walkman.
Yeah, I'm so like, that's not Mr. Bungie. Like,
he'll like record songs that I really liked and make me like a little mixtape, and I was just. That was like one of those type of Green Jelly it is?
Yeah, the serial killer soundtrack.
Yeah, and it's the Three Little Pigs. Yeah, yeah.
Just some people get
it. No, don't play.
Okay.
So you lose money. You can't lose money in the game.
Yeah, but that show is fresh as fuck.
But look at the cover though. That's pretty crazy.
Oh yeah, that's super crust punk.
Yeah.
Oh dude.
Yeah.
And then alright, so that tape I remember like had like a lot of good songs, but it was only shit that I was into.
Yeah.
So that was like my first tape, I think. So it was that one. Then I had that song from Bushwick Bill, the Chucky one.
Oh, the one I really come out go and back play.
Like, yeah, it was that whole
Bushwick
era.
Bushwick
like,
Bill.
Yeah.
Can you give these people a history on Bushwick Bill?
The guy's great, man. He's a short man, but he goes hard.
He goes hard.
He once tried to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
He shot himself in the eye, and that was an album cover.
For what?
For the Ghetto Boys.
Yes, my man.
You know that how we rocking, man.
That was
Down South shit.
So that was actually him? Oh my God. I never knew
Goose,
that.
You never watched VH1 growing up? That's all my knowledge comes from. Real. I know
it's
all
my
that
dad told me that story and
I
just
know that was
like,
yo, Bushwick
what
Bill.
The
Holy
fuck?
Lord.
That's real. Like
it's real deranged, man. And forget the Scarfaces and
that. Yeah, of course. A fucking legend, bro.
What do you unwrap? Do you?
Oh, okay.
Do you gravitate more towards the Houston stuff or the Atlanta stuff?
There was a point in time where it was like Houston stuff, I would say like Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Slim Thug, Chamillionaire. I like Chamillionaire a lot.
Like, I sense like when I hear your stuff, I hear a lot of Bone Thugs and a lot of more like, not like Atlanta, like maybe 90s Atlanta?
Memphis 90s is like where... Yeah,
okay, so like... That. Like
3-6.
3-6. Tommy Wright the Third. All that good shit.
Yeah.
What do I like that shit. I grew up on like The Box and like... Turn up a couple of Thugs, No Limit, Cash Money.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
And I find that, like, because that was my first time I saw rap music, it's super hard for me to get into lyrical rap music. Okay. Just because I saw the Bling Bling video in fifth grade, I was like, and then, like, like, and I get, like, more lyrical stuff, it just never appealed. Like, if you found Nas first, I realized you tend to go very lyrical, but I found that. I found Juvenile back that ass up.
I was born in Queens, but then I moved down here, like, right after... Like Hurricane Andrew hit,
because
like my dad's into construction and bullshit. So of course there's a bunch of jobs down here. So everybody, we moved down here, and I remember so my dad will show me music, but like it'll be like gradually, because he didn't want me to be fucking 3 years old listening to Cannibal Corpse or Biohazard or some shit, Pantera. So it's more like I'll gradually pick up on it, and then like. You know, just start getting into heavier shit because it was just there. And he showed me Pac early, Biggie early. I remember one time, I think it was when All Eyes on Me came out, that it was like two cassettes. You want a Specs Music to get it?
Specs.
The one on 123rd.
My dad, 1 year for Christmas shopping, his gift to us was, my brother and I, he gave us $100 gift cards to Specs. Each
fresh,
that was currency.
That's fucking real money.
Yeah, that was really good.
So he went to Specs and he bought that tape, and we jammed that shit all the way to Toys R Us so I could fucking get some Pokemon cards.
Damn,
that was the best day.
That was like the best day ever. Yeah, it was literally just I jammed the whole new pack and I was just like, wow, dog, this guy could rap his ass off. And then it was just like, I got Pokemon cards, I was straight.
I think, that 90s hip-hop stuff was so new at the time. Like, I don't think as a jit anything else could have influenced me. It was just so left field seeing, like, I remember, like, the bridge scene in the Bling Bling video when the helicopter and they're all just, like, doing that, like, this motion and they're all covered in jewelry. I am so young and impressionable. I'm like, well, no one around me has ever told me life could be this way. You're just like, what do you mean you have all these things and don't have a job? What is this thing you're doing?
My homeboy, like in fourth grade.
Yeah.
I remember he brought a CD player to school, and he had a 500 Degrees. And I was just looking at that cover like, yo, this is what life could be. Like, Girls on Fire, me in the middle like, yo.
My brother and I. Boss. my first CD ever was Rough Riders Volume 1. Fresh. My brother's first CD that he ever got was Juvenile's 400 Degrees. Nice. Like, we brought that shit home, and my mom was pissed.
I say 500 Degrees just because I jammed Wayne so much. He had like his own version of shit.
What do you think of like Bone Thugs? I've always wanted to get further into them.
So it's like epic, craziest bro. Like,
cover.
I was watching some.
I know I didn't have a shirt with that on, of course.
I was watching. I'm into graphic design too. Mm-hmm. We make all our own covers and shit. And I was watching something on Pen and Pixel, the people who used to make those things.
Yeah.
And they vividly show you how to make that cover, like the steps that went through it. So they're like, we got these girls, we shot them, we got Juvenile, we shot them like this, we added the flames, we added the font, it just gets to like, wow.
So like, they really just like added the process over time, like a copy paste, copy paste.
It was like back, it's not like nowadays we have fucking Photoshop. You can just take shit off the internet, cut it up, do your thing.
Yeah.
It was literally like stock photos. Like, we got to rent these girls out, get them in suits, shoot them. That's our photo. Get this person here, shoot it. It's our photo. Get Juvenile at this photo shoot with red lights. And, you know, shit like that. Like, it's literally like a process.
I never really considered. And those records, it felt like the covers just got bigger and bigger and bigger after that style was kind of done. The No Limit covers, but I soaked the shocker.
Oh, yeah, they were the first. They were the first.
And the C-Murder covers, I always remember them being just like, what is this? There's so much gold, but you feel it's violent. Your fucking face, but like, you just want to know what is this music about? Or is this music? Like, you weren't even sure.
There was this guy who dissed Master P.
Yeah.
And he was the he was like one of the first people, I guess, to work with Pen and Pixel. Mm-hmm. And he had an ice cream truck blowing up.
Yeah.
And he was beefing Master P. And Master P was the ice cream man at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was like the ice cream truck blowing up was like, oh, I killed Master P type shit. So Master P pulls up to Pen and Pixel and was like, you guys know what you just did. This is that. Now this, I gotta come back. And then they're like, oh, we would love to work for you. We didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
This and that. And they literally make like 10 covers of Master P that day. Just because Master P like pulled up and was, you know, Master P's about money, bro.
Yeah.
So he has a bunch of shit in the works. He's like, I need you to do this guy's album cover, C Murder's album cover, my album cover. And it just...
So he didn't take it as a diss. He took it as an opportunity.
He said, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Either you like stop making shit for this guy and you work with me. Or like, I don't know, he'll probably raise hell in that bitch.
That's an ultimate business move. I love that. I love that cover and how it dissed me. I need 10 for myself.
Yeah, I need like 10 right now.
That's a little bomb ass.
And then
thing.
He has the Last Dawn, the one that he has like the huge rolly, and he's like holding a thing like that. That's one of the covers that they made right there.
I remember the 504 boys being like the most like the cover.
Oh, that's the one with the electric chair?
Yeah. No, isn't that the...
No, that's Let Him Burn. That's Let Him Burn. Yeah, it's Hot Boys, Let Him Burn.
All these covers do seem to be like a blur if you don't see them actively. You're like, everything's on fire and there's a whole bunch of jewelry. What do you mean? Fuck.
And they all have like that crazy font on top that's like bejeweled.
My favorite one, my favorite cover of them all is BG's Choppa City in the Ghetto.
That's such hard.
That is my favorite one.
You ever seen Lil B?
Cash Money's an army, but he had a navy.
Lil B has the white flame.
Yeah.
And he just literally copies himself over BG. And it's the same cover. It's fucking
what?
Great.
Show me. And there is okay, that. So- That sounds fantastic.
This cover's amazing.
What? Yeah, Chopper City
again? I'm looking at the Chopper City one again. It's incredible.
Yeah. This is the best thing, all right, man.
Right. Hold the Chopper City one.
Chopper City.
Oh, no, that's not it. Fuck.
Chopper City.
White Flame is a different cover, but those, it's like...
Yeah. Those covers mean the most
those
to me.
Crazy ass covers. Those oh, it's the Soulja Slim most. That he copied. Look. The Soulja Slim one. Give it to him raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lil B just copied the stuff over that shit.
That is high tech. High forgery.
That's good.
And the Hot Boy Champagne on the right side there. Look at that. Right there, you got the little Hot Boy Champagne.
Hard. That's I don't incredible. Know if Lil B makes his own covers, but if he did, that's a great ode to that.
I feel that Lil B's opportunity in life is to be more like Lil B.
Of course.
Like, now that he's removing curses.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I believe that guy has so much influence on media. And the best thing is that media has no idea what to do about him because he's an entity, even a person at this
and
point.
You can't even do anything.
He's the base god, man.
Like, have you ever seen
a rapper is Lil B's.
There's
like Lil B made that up. Like marketing yourself just two straight videos on YouTube. That's Lil B.
There's news reports like on Houston local access television of like white reporters talking about the Lil B curse on like James Harden.
That's crazy.
And they're just like they have to now justify this to their very
he'd be
suburban
on ESPN,
people.
Dog, with a dress on. Like this is great. No one got him. Shout out to Base God.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And we are back, guys. We took a little break. We learned a lot about each other. Realized that we both love a very important band. And that band is?
System of a Down.
System of a Down. We geeked out on a couple tracks. And I was just thinking, man, that shit sounds just as relevant then as it probably does today.
Yeah.
And we were really just reminiscing on just the music and the content, man. But what drew you to that album back when you were a JIT?
I have two cousins, Brian and Hector. They lived out in Kendall. So they're into the more rock scene. And I lived on the beach, so I was more like hip hop.
Yep.
So I would show them shit and they'll show me shit. Like I think I showed them Eminem. And they showed me like Linkin Park and System of a Down and shit. And I'll show them like Ludacris. Like I remember we just jammed out one day to Chicken and Beers, like, and just ran all over the house, just jamming that shit, like going hard.
There was I remember I'm giving my age away, but I was buying CDs. So at that point, a CD was like $15, right?
Yeah, that was
big money when you were young. And considering now we buy whatever it is that we buy. Yeah. And I remember, like, I had to make a good decision. And sometimes I would have misses.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes you buy bad albums.
And... I bought 8 Mile.
All right, so let's talk about the bad albums we bought, then I was scared about it.
No, nah, I'm not going to lie, it wasn't a bad album because it introduced me to 50 Cent early. And I just felt like I was the man. Like, I already knew Wangsta. I was already like, bro, 50 Cent's my dog already. Y'all sleep. Y'all late as fuck. Like, I already had that feel back then, like in fourth, fifth grade.
When I've made terrible purchase decisions in reference to music. I bought the worst decision I know that I've made musically.
Was I know you got the Avril Lavigne album. Don't lie to me.
I didn't actually. I got from Rough Riders crew, I bought Dragon's solo record. Still disgusts me to this day. Because it was terrible.
I'm going to tell you the whole truth.
What?
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. That's how bad I went. I go deep in every genre. Like,
no, word,
it's
word.
Every genre for me.
I fuck with the Rough Riders for sure.
Yeah, I went too far. I was too impressionable. but like, so when I got System of a Down, I remember two things explicitly. One, everyone liked Chop Suey, so that was a reason to get the record. And I had a decision to make. Bought the regular edition or the deluxe. And I forked over the money. I bought that deluxe, so like $22.
Wow.
Back then, when it just came out.
What's the difference?
So the deluxe version had a red cover, but also brought a 45-minute CD of them making the album. So this is early 2000s, so you can see this is important real estate. You never got to see bands just not be the band, right? And I saw them work in the studio with Rick Rubin. One of the reasons why I like the Jackson Randy Rhoads V's is because Darren was playing that V while wearing like a 99 like Kings jersey, NHL Kings, and that's one of the reasons why I've always wanted that jersey too. And I was just like, man, this shit. And he was going over the tracking for needles, like the guitar parts. And I just remember watching this, and I was like, man, I've never seen a band do it. Like, I always hear music.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably a couple months later, I discovered Metallica, and then it was a fucking rap. And then this is the room. Like, that's how it happened, my musical growth. So that band was, like, important, because I remember I got the CD, and I put, you know, you go back in the day, you go through the single, and Chop Suey's track 6. You know that. Yeah, so eventually, I would have to go one day and start a track 1. And when I heard Prison Song for the first time,
That's hard.
Fucking rap.
I would make the money that I spent so worth it. So I would jam front to back.
Yeah.
Front to back, like, just keep going, and then I'll just finally like I'll just jam out the whole thing. Like,
have you ever had a
hybrid
miss?
Hybrid theory is fucking disgusting.
I'll tell you which one of my misses was from that era. I bought Tool's Lateralist and I had no idea what to do with it.
Tool's pretty raw though.
So, but not at age 10 or 12.
No. You're right as fuck.
I bought it because I like Schism and Lateralist, and then I heard the album and I'm like, why are these songs 8 minutes? Like, what's going on
Yo,
here?
I bought Nickelback. I bought the one that had
All the Right Reasons. I'll stand for that album all day because that album is great.
So far down. Nah, that's Creed.
No. Our band member Q, he loves Creed, so
Creed's hard.
Creed's hard.
But that Nickelback album that just had like his face on it.
Oh, I did it. Oh, Sunny Silver Side Up.
I think it's that one.
Yeah, that has a You Remind Me.
Yeah, who are really? Yeah. So me and Tech jams that shit, and I just know some of the songs on there because I used to jam it from the back just to like see what was good. And I don't regret it.
That's how I feel about Stain.
It just wasn't.
I love
it. Just
Stain.
Wasn't like, I don't know. It's not like, it's not as fucking, it's not Iowa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
my brother was my brother put me onto Iowa. So we were similar ages. So we were buying the opposite CDs all the time.
Oh, okay.
And he got Iowa, which you know what that means.
Yeah.
Like, it's not leaving his CD player.
Like, he went
which
way
means
harder.
I had to hear it once it was later. So to be fair, I got to hear System of a Down's that. I got to hear, like, Disturbed's Down with the Sickness. That was in my CD player. But my brother had Hybrid Theory and Slipknot.
Yeah, your brother's
and
way wrong.
You know, we weren't shit. No, that wasn't it. It was like, you know how that decision goes. Like, my dad would take us to go buy CDs.
Like, yo, you get the Slipknot one, I'll get this one.
Yeah, we would negotiate. We would be what's going to be best in our CD players? And what we never failed to realize was that we never share CDs. So it was like we never switched I was telling my...
So you got a computer and then you could burn them.
Yeah, and then then it became that. And my mom gave me a CD burner once for my birthday. And my mom, the lady that she is, she was just like, here. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. And I just installed it on my computer at like 11 years old. Just like, I'll figure this out. And I made my first mix CDs.
Nice.
And I was torrenting files off LimeWire.
Shout out to LimeWire.
Kazaa. Shout out to Kazaa.
Yo, my cousin showed my dad Slipknot.
Yeah.
And System of a Down and like all this shit when we were doing it.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, my dad was like, yo, this is crazy. Like my dad liked the...
Did you ever get into Mudvayne?
They were in a Mudvayne, yeah. And I just didn't catch on. I just thought it was like... Their image didn't match the songs.
Yeah.
Because they look like Slipknot, but they were soft. So yeah. Then it was like...
Then they evolved into a much better thing the face paint. But like, if you had that reaction, that face paint, you were never going to like them afterwards.
Yeah, I was just like, these images are not Slipknot, bro. This ain't Slipknot.
Like, Mushroom Head was like that, too.
Yeah?
Like, like, all of a sudden, three bands came out in that era who all just wore silicone and face paint. And you're like, what the fuck? This is like auto-asphyxie erotica shit.
People always follow the wave, man.
At that point, there was no way to follow a wave. It was just they all came up at once.
It was like some underground shit. Yeah. Really like...
When that used to happen, because like now that happens, and like we can trace where the wave started, right? Mm-hmm. If you're
knowledgeable on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nowadays people hear a flow and they're like, that's a nice flow.
That's new.
And they don't even go back.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of kids who like Suicide Boys, and I know one of them refers to himself as the Scarecrow sometimes, and I'm literally like mad because everybody knows Lord Infamous is a Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Except the new generation, they're like, oh yeah, Scarecrow, I love him. And it's literally, they're talking about Suicide Boys and not.
And you're like...
I'm just mad as fuck.
I noticed that there is a lack of originality in reference to...
No one does their homework anymore, bro.
Yeah, there was... And I'm all homework, though.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I am literally all homework.
People take things as like at face value as like, oh, this is new. And it's just like, yeah. No, man, somebody... Yeah.
Like right now, it's really hard for me to like the last wave of trap rap because I grew up on like The U's and Taking Back Sunday and Thursday. And I'm like, this is not new to me. You're just doing this... In its most diminutive form. Like, the emotion is there, the instrumentation isn't, but anybody who's none the wiser know that this has been done. And Lil Uzi is just inspired by My Chemical Romance with a trap beat. But I can't say that to, like, a 14-year-old fan, because it's just gonna go over their heads. It's too much energy for them.
I get that.
But, like, if you've been in the scene longer, you know that, these guys are influenced by these bands. It's not the rappers, because the Bling Era rappers, ain't no one out here going like, yeah, my biggest influence is Nelly, Ludacris, Chingy. I can't think of anyone else.
But what happens if we get to a point where we do like?
And it's cyclical, so it will.
Yeah. Like, YNW Melly, he always like, in a, it was like a little thing he was talking, and he said he liked Chris Brown, which is like, okay. That's still a person.
Yeah.
But like he's talking about like the old Chris Brown, you know?
Yeah.
Like
kiss.
The dancing. Chris Brown. Like, yeah. And then he said Michael Jackson, of course, and like stuff like that. But, like, you could tell the Chris Brown is there. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever heard Slang That Iron?
No.
So he covers never a wrong time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
But he says, there's never a wrong time to slang that iron.
And hear this after we're done.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's so good.
That's funny because that was a prom song for some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's never. And he's really talking about, like, and I gotta shoot first cause he pussy, they be hating me, like it's crazy.
He does that. He G-mixes the entire
it's
thing.
It's so good.
How
it's...
do I become a fan? That's how, boys.
Yeah, well, right now it's like,
not now.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it's a TK type thing. It's on hold right now
because
he's in jail.
Yeah,
and two of his former people in YNW just passed away.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
And it was a shooting, but they said it was a drive-by. Stuff wasn't leading up to it, right? And the police have him in custody.
There's
right
too
now.
Much politics in
the police have
that.
Him in custody right now, and you don't know if he really killed his friend or not. But
and in, you know, ironically, in the world between that and like the stuff that's going on with my homie little Jussie Smollett, it's there's a lot of power moves for political gain. But that's not what we're about here today. We're trying to be about that positivity, but we're aware of it though.
Melly has skill, bro. I fuck with his shit. Like, he has this one song called Robbery.
Yeah.
And he just sings about robbing people. And
let me ask you, who do you think, which one of these current, like, rappers, mm-hmm. let's not count, like, high-tier guys, that's obvious. Mm-hmm. Who's making it to past 2020? Who's going to have a career past 2020?
Playboi Carti.
You don't gotta tell me twice. You don't gotta fucking tell me twice.
Ski Mask's slump god, bro.
That one I may have to be good. Well, no, I like Ski Mask's flow. Yeah, I just don't know how he can have a hit single.
Oh, no. It's not about that.
Maybe that's not him. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it's ever gonna be that.
Okay.
And if he does, it'll be something like. It'll be that real rap, like, has to sort of come back.
Yeah.
As in, like, lyrics have to almost be there,
yeah.
and then he could like shine through.
I got into him through his Missy Elliott beat cover thing, and I was just like, "Oh, this guy's fantastic." He's like, he's in off time. His flow is so unique, which is great. But sometimes to break through, you need to dumb it down for the masses. But hopefully,
he's doing that though. Like, even in his album, point. You hear that like he slowed down his fast pacedness. Like he used to be like, and I was like. Like he could give you both worlds.
Okay,
like,
cool. So I've been
because he even sings on the album, which is raw as fuck.
Yeah, like, I have to put that album more. I have to give it more time. Stokely, just so much music all the time. We bombarded with music.
Is there to like as a segue of this question? Is there an artist that you think made it without diluting?
Absolutely. In today's
like made it. Like,
the only like artist
just over time, not even
diluting. You mean
like dumbing it down? Like you know, like the standard is like, oh, you come up with something original, and then there's like a few people that are like really, really fuck with it, and then from there it's just they're like, you kind of have to like go for, I guess, a more pop sense of
Young Thug.
I would not agree.
Young Thug sounds exactly how it used to sound.
I don't agree.
And it's literally popular now. Like, you get what I'm trying to
That's
say?
That's true.
Like, he's always sounded like.
But like
and it's like he still does that, and it's popular now. But it wasn't when he started.
Give me a second. Let me clarify something. Why? You said artist, correct?
Yes.
All right. The only person that I would put into that category is Metro Boomin. No one else. He does whatever he wants, and people adapt. Everyone else, circle into square pegs.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking about artists, and if you want to consider the producer to be as valuable as they are today,
of course.
Metro Boomin is too. He's like the most free spirit in his creative process. Yeah. He's just I'm gonna make whatever I want.
And the newest 21 Savage, like that single that came off of it shows you that. Like, are you gonna chop a soul beat into like a tradition? If you would have told me a chop soul beat plus 21 Savage
and J. Cole.
Add J. Cole, and it's going to be amazing.
You know that I'm not a super fan of J. Cole, but that verse is fire.
Yeah, it is.
So good. It's really so relevant. It's so of the time. And if Jay, I was telling my, I have someone I know who's a very big J. Cole fan. I am adamantly not. And I'll, just like when I love somebody, I'll tell you if I don't. I'm not gonna waste someone's time. Mm-hmm. And I've tried with J. Cole to hear many projects of his. It just never clicked with me. And one of my friends put it into perspective. He's like, I feel like now he's at the point in his career where he's like, I gave you all the pyrotechnics here. Let's focus on songcraft, and his last two projects is his verse with JID and this and a couple of things. I'm like, I fuck with this, but I wasn't fucking with the Verbal Olympics. That's not the thing.
Oh yeah,
for me.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. There was a point in time that I liked him. It was like he did like a bunch of Simba songs. Mm-hmm. I was like, young.
Oh, the
Simba.
Mixtape stuff.
I think that was the mixtape stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was just looking up J. Cole on YouTube and seeing what I could find.
Yeah.
And at the time, it wasn't a lot. So there was like the Simba song. It was like Young Simba. And then it was like Full Grown Simba or something. And like stuff like that. And he was rapping, bro. It sounded dope. And at the time, it was more like rap was more relevant. It was more like, I don't know. It just seemed cooler. Yeah. Like the cool kids. Remember when the cool kids were cool?
Nowadays,
you can't play the cool kids and be like, this is really cool.
I'm Mike.
I rock. Right. Yeah. He makes different type of music now too. Like, he'd be with like Fat Nick and Booyah.
There was a weird time in like post Bling, pre Watch the Throne, which I like to say is the catalyst of the last change always, where hip hop just had no idea what it was doing. And then like kind of like the urban stuff came in and the drill stuff was coming in, and just a beautiful time now looking at it in history, because we have so much hip hop serving us. But it's also on the opposite side, is that it's never been a much more violent, cutthroat genre in what the expectations are. I think last year we just saw beefs all day. Like that Machine Gun Kelly Eminem beef. I was like, if you would have told me when I was young, then someone would try to beef with Eminem in any sort of way.
After what you did to that dude from the Source.
Yeah, bro. And then I left with, I'm like, yeah, Machine Gun Kelly had the better take. I never would have thought in my life I would say that. It's just such a weird thing.
Like, literally, it's not even in my radar. Like,
I'm so happy for you.
Like, yeah. I didn't even.
You're okay.
Like,
you're
I good. Knew it happened.
Yeah.
Because everybody was talking about it, but I was literally like, I don't need this at all. I'm not gonna get 1 ounce of satisfaction.
We
if Eminem punked him or if he punked Eminem. I wasn't even like, so in my head, Eminem holds a lot of weight.
Same for me.
Okay.
But like, I don't have to jam new Eminem.
Yeah.
Like the new album, I didn't jam that at all.
Thank you.
I didn't jam Rehab. Mm. I didn't jam a lot of things like that he's come out with.
Can I ask you a question? Because you kind of arose a question that I've always thought. Goose, you don't gotta talk because you know, it's the same question.
We've had this.
Do you agree that being a legend, you can ruin your reputation still, or do you feel like once you reach GOAT status, you can everything you do is gold? Because I feel that like Eminem made such an impact on hip hop that literally everything he comes out with kind of makes you rethink the old shit. I was like, why did I like this?
The thing is,
how do you feel about it?
All right, so he made a legacy.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he could tarnish it.
Yeah.
But not that everything he makes is gold either. It's okay. Like...
There's a balance.
Yeah, yeah. Like Michael Jackson, gold era was like, you know, when he was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a little peak, like it went down.
Yeah.
And then he's still good, but it wasn't Thriller.
But it could
mess
with Thriller.
Yeah, you know, like,
yeah.
So like, it's literally like, he still went and like, he was still on tour, he was still doing his thing, he was still selling how he had to sell, but I wasn't paying attention to it.
Because I feel like there's a conflict of people. Like, when you hear a good rapper today, people automatically want to do the crab barrel effect and be like, yeah, but it's not M. I'm like, yeah, but M is a product of his time.
Yeah.
Just like Lil Uzi is a product of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you heard Lil Uzi back then, you might have literally been like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
and like you hear Eminem records today, you're like, "What the fuck is this?" Like,
yeah, Shosh Kid, I'm like literally at my job, I work at a, should I say?
You work at a place.
I work at a place.
Yeah,
some people are younger than me, and one guy said to another guy, "Yo, B Rabbit, go do this or something," and then the guy went to go do it. He's a younger cat.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and he said, "What the fuck is B Rabbit?" And that's when I said, "Whoa,
game's different."
Like, you get me? Like, like, yo, what? You don't know what B-Rabbit is?
I find it's so general. Rap is the most generational of all the musical genres I've seen.
Yeah.
Because you can appreciate Led Zeppelin today, even though it's not relative. But you can't. It's so hard to listen to, like, mid-90s rap today. That isn't, like, the things that lasted the test of time. Because we left bad rap back there, too. We forget.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people besides DMX. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other people in the 90s who weren't. No limit on Cash Money.
It, you know what I think that has mostly to do with? Yeah. I think it's the speed. Just because rap is the fastest genre. Like, you're telling me, like, remember when Lil Wayne was dropping mixtapes? He was dropping mixtapes. He made that formula almost of, like, yeah, put out all this content. So, like, the rap fan goes through a lot of music, man. So it's like one of those things
that's unclinical.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
I used to go on LimeWire and just write Lil Wayne and download everything. Just
all
so I could
us.
Be on point.
All of
just
us.
Just so I could be on point. Like, I needed it. I can't go to school and my boy shows me a Wayne song. I don't know. I'd be mad as fuck.
There was a whole Wayne website that he would just come out with new tracks. You had to update it. Like, you were F5.
I worked at a barbershop.
You were F5-ing. Mm-hmm.
I worked at a barbershop, so I had to keep up.
Yeah.
Like, I was a kid sweeping hair.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at this one cover that said, top 77 Wayne songs of the year, and I was like, bro, what?
Crazy.
The top 77, like, people don't drop 24 songs in a year.
Yeah,
this guy's picking the top 77 of this guy.
He has the greatest hits in a year. Like, think about that, the greatest hits of a year of Lil Wayne.
The guy's a monster.
So, man. When I bring that up, it's the fact that the rap fan has to listen to so much music. That I think it's like one of those things where when something new comes in, it's like people go and now fuck with that heavy. because they've had to listen to so much of what was going on at the time. So when something new comes in, they move on to that. And then after that, it's just like you listen to that heavy. And then the next thing comes out, and you're like, this is dope. And then you listen to it's like a lot of heavy.
Whoa. I don't.
Sometimes it gets lost. Though.
Yeah. So, like, so you see that's a side effect of that. I feel that now, where I'm just like I just don't want to hear it.
No, I feel that now, bro. On the car ride over here, I asked him, I'm like, yo, what are you listening to? Based off the fact, because I'm like, there is something for sure that I miss because there's just so much music, and I know that it's like, yo, Weirdo's probably on a different wave of me, and he just showed me some like Lil Tracy songs. He just put on some shit from like
City Morgue
and shit, and it's those things that it's like that I know I need now because there's no way I have all my bases covered. Like you can't today if you're out there right now enjoying music. And you're, let's say you're in a specific genre or whatever, and you say, yeah, I know everything there is to know. Fuck you, man. You don't know. There's no way. You can't keep up with all the shit that's going on.
Yeah. I find that I'm an advanced listener of music. You know what that means, yes. where you're like, well, I know how an album is constructed, so I know which tracks to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard with the vetting process to eliminate music. Like, last year, we had like eight. You have like a Fridays drop six hip hop artists you like. I can't listen to all this. So half of me goes for like, all right, in 2 weeks, I'll know what the community likes. So that's a start.
Yeah.
But for me, what did it, and why Playboi Carti is the option, I can tell you exactly why that album hit. He didn't market it, he just dropped it. There was no expectations. And little by little, I think audiences started to gather that he is in on the joke and he is in on the art. But more importantly, he conveyed with that album that this is not about the words. It's about the emotion and about that punk aesthetic. That's why I think the cover, I really mean it when I say Die Lit is album of the year for me last year. Just like the year before, Bruno Mars 24 Karat Magic is album of the year for me. For me, music, it's the Wild West. And any genre can get that award for me. It's not going to be one type because I think that's a small window. But Die Lit has this capability of just being like candy.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you're just like, yeah, I don't have to actively listen.
I can't get enough of Die Lit. Like, there's never time, like, I still have it. And I bumped it just as heavy as you did. And like, you put on Die Lit right now and I can't be like, oh, I'm exhausted of this. Like, no.
All the time.
It's amazing.
I put that shit on my job and I just, yeah. Like, I'm gonna go flip that beat. Yeah. I'm gonna go thread that beat.
Like, but every day, I can't, that's an album I can't rock from beginning to end.
No.
But I love all the songs and I feel like I'll throw a dart. No, I've done it too. I'll throw a dart. Sometimes it's just, like, sometimes I want to start on Old Money. Redneck. Like, sometimes I just want to start there.
And it all works, man.
It all works. I've been big doing a lot of the songs at the end of the album. Ain't No Time was a song I didn't care for. Now I love it.
Middle of the summer.
Man, I'm down with the bad happy. And that's how I discovered Gunna was through that record. I didn't know about him before.
You didn't know about Gunna before that one.
Nah, because, like, think about it. For me, if it doesn't bubble to the surface, I can't. There's just too much things I like.
But even the deep cuts in that album were like, like, because it's like, how many songs are on that album? Like, 18?
18, yeah.
Like, there's like 18 songs on it. It's a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a good amount. Yeah. So it's just like, it took me a while to get to the bottom of the album, too, just because I was so heavy fucking with the beginning of it.
That Chief Keef features.
Oh, my God. Mileage is amazing. Shout out to Chief Keef. His melodic sense has gotten amazing.
He's got the McAdoo.
He's so good. like,
it took me... I laughed when he said that because I'm like, you're such an asshole just rhyming anything with for guns. You do got the McAdoo. Yeah. I know what that means, Mr. Chief. Like, the Playboi Carti has the hottest verse on that song. The beginning, where he's just like jiving hard on like some Uzi flow. And then he's like, Kendall Kylie. Like, I'm just like, I lose it. That effect on music, I think, is what makes me believe in him. It's like, let's say, like Post Malone, where it's so clean and different than another hip hop. Who?
He did that on his album before that, like the self-titled Playboi Carti album.
Oh yeah, but this, yeah.
Yeah, but this, he, one, this is the evolution.
It was like the crystallization.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like the song itself, Magnolia, if you were to throw it on Die Lit, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other songs on the self-titled didn't hit the same way.
He literally has the same beat on both albums.
Which one?
I can't play it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's this one song, and then he has a feature on it.
Unless he named it something.
It's the same beat, yo. It's so crazy.
There's not like that's how I like Chapa Won't Miss. Like I just there's just so many
Chapa Won't Miss me.
They're just so much. I can look at this album all day. Playbook card, do me a favor, put it on vinyl, please. I need it.
Oh yes. Yes.
I need that. So then later, like yes. when I'm in my mid-60s, here's what I used to listen to back in the day.
Playboy, I'm telling you right now, I will pay $45 for a double album vinyl
Schlatt.
Of 180 gram vinyl. Schlatt. Of Dilit, 100%. So, I will pay for
middle of the summer.
Yeah,
it's the same beat.
Middle, I figured it was because her verse sounds phoned in.
Right now with the top down.
Right now with the top down. But I love the hook of that song.
What song is it?
Of middle of the summer.
No, but what song is it on the original album?
Oh.
And also on that OG album, it was very off. He could have been a dud because Magnolia for a second could have just been a one minute wonder. You know how it is.
Magnolia almost sounds like Chopper Won't Miss.
I know, but Pierre Bourne lets that do that. Yeah, I think we're getting too high off this record right now. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Back in there, baby.
One thing we share in common, my man, is we both do music.
Yes,
and we're both from Florida. We were just talking about some Florida music, boys.
South Florida.
What do you think? Because I've never asked this question to anyone else. Goose, you can verify for this. What do you think is wrong here with music? And what do you think is right?
Right?
Yeah.
Is it really represents Florida? Because when you come to Florida, it's different. Like, literally, it is. Like, everybody has a different vibe. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, you know how they say the whole Florida man thing? Like, it's a joke.
But it's not funny here.
But literally, Florida man is the thing. Like things happen here. I don't know, something in the air, bro. Like my boy Joey Bag of Donuts always says that shit. They're like, there's something in the air that makes Florida crazy.
It sure feels like
and the music is crazy. Like literally.
What do you feel about what's the worst? I mean, I don't want
the worst.
This is not to get into like I don't want to talk about like just to be clear,
fans.
Like death and like violence and like stuff like that. But like,
because that
like,
works, that helps us out.
Yeah,
to be honest.
But like, shit. Getting your music out there. Like, I feel Miami has no infrastructure for any of this shit.
Yeah, people don't know how to support people here. Because there's literally like, oh, I've seen you. I went to school with you, so I can't help you be a cool rapper. I can't jam your music and be happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to hate because you're so good. And you're actually doing what the fuck you want to in life.
No one likes that.
Like, and I'm
welcome
not,
to my life.
You know, they just can't. Like, yo, you didn't become a doctor. I fucking can't jam you. Like, I'm sorry. That's the only down part of it all.
Yeah,
and
that happens to all of us, I think. I would agree. Yeah.
A little added caveat, but if you were to move to another city, blow up there,
and then come
back on tour.
Everybody's like, I've been to him. Weirdo.
You mean
Jair? Mm-hmm. Like some shit like that.
Yeah, he sat behind him in math class.
Yo, bro,
this
shit happened
to
me. Like my newest video, Morbid.
Yeah.
In the comments, there was somebody like, "Wow, can't believe this is what Jair is up to nowadays," or some bullshit like that. Like, like fake gangster shit. Like some stupid ass shit, bro.
You always gotta comment on them and be like, "Thanks for the view."
Yeah, I was just like,
because energy to me derives from both the plus and negative.
Yeah, I be getting a lot of crazy shit. Like, even in, like, my Instagram, it'd be a lot of people like, you're a devil worshiper. You'll never get far in life. Accept God as your savior now. And I go to their Instagram and they have guns and bullshit like that. And I'm literally like what God? Like,
damn,
you know what I'm saying?
I used to get into fights in college. You know, like, I used to be in FIU. And people would come up to me and they got a time for Christ. I was like, at first, I'd be like, I'm busy. And then I remember one day, buddy, I had something to say. Goose knows when I have something to say, I can't stay quiet. And he goes up to me. I'm like, you know what? You see me with headphones and a book and a laptop and you never pick me studying? Fuck all. So I take everything off and I have sat with that dude until I broke him. I broke that guy. I'm like, can you prove this to me? Like, just continuously just going off like, I need proof. I'll do whatever you want, but just prove it for me. And the kid just had, pobrecito. Like, I know that wasn't his intention, but it was more of me teaching him. I was like, you see me in a book? Can you not go up to me? I have headphones. I got two books. I got a sweater. I'm in the library. I don't want to talk about Jesus Christ.
It's true. Like, it's not going to help me study right
it's
now.
It's not going to help me get this A of a class.
I'm
just not
receptive to Christ right now.
Okay? Yeah, man. I'm totally bad with that shit. But in reference to like, I noticed that in reference to that religion thing, it's like, you know, if you're a lot of people who are Lord abiding forget that, like, well, if you believe in God a lot, the devil shouldn't phase you. It's just like temptation. Like, it's not that serious. But like, it's cool when, like, if you're so over that idea that you're just doing it as a form of creativity, it sucks to see someone be so narrow-minded about it. Yeah. Cause it's just like, guys, have you, like, the band Kiss in the 70s, like, this shouldn't be shocking to you. And I've seen what you make. What you do is, like, I love it. It's dark, but it's not, you're not also doing something so edgy where people are, like, censored. Like, yeah. You're making art, and you're in that line between, that a great ambiguous line between real and life, and that's what people want. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if you meet the Migos, and they're just, like, not what you expect? And that's what happens, and then that's what they tell you not to meet your heroes. Because Quavo might not be the cool dude he is on the records. He may be... He may be an asshole, and I don't ever want to know that.
I feel like Offset is that person.
Yeah, but he can do whatever he wants.
I feel you.
But, like, you know how, like, all right, so I seen this picture of Offset wearing the Vetements hoodie that says total fucking darkness. Bunch of evil signs on it. That's lit. That's so cool. Then he goes to Uzi. Man, that devil shit lame, boy. Like, and you're literally like, bro, you just had the evilest shit I've ever seen in fashion. Like on, and you're like talking shit.
I give rap the pass because, you know,
you gotta take it back.
Sometimes
you gotta take away.
No, because, like, so for example, and not to name names, and there is stores that resell stuff from older times that has a markup value because it's trendy. Great way not to say a name, right? Appreciate that.
You did great.
So this Cannibal Corpse shirt is because I like the band, plus I bought the shirt because I support the band. There's no irony here. Like, I can name you songs, we can go albums, chop it up. So I get a little tilted when people just start wearing shit that they don't know what it represents. Because I'm just like, then...
I have a personal philosophy. It's like, if I don't fuck with it, I'm not going to wear it. Same. If I personally did not know about, like, let's say The Weeknd, I have a Weeknd shirt on right now. If I never heard this album, why would I? It's like, oh, this looks cool. I'm going to put it on. I can't do that. I can't do that.
Because I have to be willing to take, I'm wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt. I have to be willing to take someone's diss on it and know what it means and be like, you're a child. It was an Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Because this image is this image. And there's worse shirts that I've wanted to own.
Of course. They're crazy.
There's a couple ones that like they're like tearing up like human corpses. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, the long sleeve version. There's more. Why? Because there's more graphic of guts. Like,
there's a place in New York on... I'm not going to give away the name because I don't want to do that either.
That's fine.
But it's a great place. You walk in. And like they just have everything like you've ever seen, like everything you've seen that you've liked is there's something in there that relates to that.
Yeah,
like literally they have like the Sex Pistols shirt, the one that says Destroy, the Vivian Westwood.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, okay,
classic.
So the Nazi symbol, all that shit. You're literally like, whoa, like I can't believe I'm seeing this live. And there's a shirt next to that, and I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? It was a guy shooting up, and he's getting head.
And that is...
Anal cunt.
Yeah.
So I was literally like, yo, what the fuck is anal cunt? Like, I need to know what the fuck this is. Looked up anal cunt. God, you know? I was just like, yo, this is hard.
I can show you some crazy shit. Like, if I know the nasty metal shit. Like, there's like... this
anal cunt is crazy. Like, the names of the songs.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
I think there was a thing that like you could literally like... You could pay him and he'll make a song named that...
That's like, the old... Have you ever heard of Pig Destroyer?
I've heard of Pig Face.
Pig Destroyer is a band roughly in the same vein, where it's just like an assault to the ear and you don't know what the hell's going on with like... like all that stuff. Like
that, what was that called? That was called something. It was like...
Pigs. It's I know all the death metal vocals.
No, but it was called... It was like a genre. It was like a genre
grindcore.
Yeah.
Wait, just a quick... Like,
Pigcore, too. That's
Pigcore, too.
Weirdo he just brought up like the song titles for Anal Cunt, and I decided to look it up. I'm just going to give you one of them. Eazy-E got AIDS from F. Mercury, which is saying Freddie Mercury. This is incredible.
Read another. Listen. I paid Jay Howell to rape you.
You rollerblading fuck shit.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, that's the type of shit I like. That shit intrigues me, to be honest. Like, shit like that really, like, gets me
there,
going.
There's
like,
bands like that in that vein. There's Cattle Decapitation. There's Queen Huffer, which Queen is... Huffer's wrong. There's a lot of that... Oh, this is so hard to explain. When people listen to this, they're going to be like, what? And be like, hey, we all have the Googles. If you listen to this on your ride home, do some Googling, guys. And you're going to find some amazing hardcore, grindcore music.
I became a counselor so I could tell rape victims they asked for it.
Yo, I'm telling you, it's
the craziest shit. And on that note, I think
it's the craziest shit ever.
On that note, we're gonna have to end the podcast. Things are getting too hot to handle.
Yeah.
Weirdo Jair, give your shout outs, give everybody a plug, and plug what you're working on. Plug away. The mic is yours, my man.
Shout out to Andrew. I heard the whole podcast and I was like, this is cool.
Okay.
Shout out to Skunk Ape fucking gang.
Skunk Ape. Always.
Yes, sir.
And boys are hard as fuck.
Yeah, I try to drop all the time, to be honest. Like,
You do.
I dropped Weird Simmons, like, my latest project. And then, like, a few days later, it was Valentine's Day. And I was like, I got another song. Fuck it. And I dropped it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah, Weird Simmons is my newest shit. I got shirts for it. I got a bunch of cool shit. My newest tape is coming real soon.
Good.
I have, like, 50-something songs, like, just ready to fucking kill people with. But I'm just mixing
them. That's how I feel, too.
Like, I just got it all, like, I'm going to strategically do it. Because I remember, two years ago.
Yeah.
I dropped a project every month for, like, 6 months straight. And the next month, I'll be like, yo, you heard my new shit? And they'll be on the old shit. And I was like, it's too fast.
I was on the old shit.
Like, I was like, it's too fast. Like, by the time I'm on to the new one, people are like, what? Another one? And I'll drop 6 songs only. Yeah, all my projects, 6 songs, except Goth Thug. Goth Thug, I think, is 13.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I wanted to do something else. Yeah. And I wanted to give you, like, a whole, like, feel.
Yeah.
And that was me, like, really, like, letting out a bunch of beats that I made, too, that were, like, in that genre, like, that sound that I wanted for Goth Thug.
I'm going to tell you, you need to make more of, like, that shit, that rave song that you made at the end of Goth Thug.
Oh, yeah, that was hard. Crazy. Yeah, the Goth Rave. That's hard.
We're going to talk about collabing off air because we can't let these people know anything.
Yeah.
But love I think you guys. I think we can gravitate towards that sound.
If you really listen to this whole thing, I fuck with you. Just hit me on a DM and say you jammed the whole thing.
So you'll be the first person to do this, and we'll start a campaign. Let's think of an emoji that you want them to drop to see if they listen to the entire thing. Let's
go. The little red devil emoji with the little hair on the back. I love that one. I feel like it's me.
If you post that on my page, if you post that on Weirdo's page, you might be getting a special prize. Guys, thank you for listening to the Bomb Pod. We appreciate you being here. On all platforms. We gotta go. Talk to you later soon, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yup. Yeah.